the family, husband and
have to speak a little louder.
If in the family, husband and children, they are not devotees, if I need cook for them, what they want, or what I can do better for them.
Whether they're not vegetarians.
No, not yet.
Well, that's...
They eat something what I cook, but they want something more than not vegetarian.
Tell them to cook it.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, if they want to eat something, then tell them to cook it. In other words, they're not little babies, and you have certain values, and if they want to eat meat, then let them cook themselves meat. Tell them that you're not touching it. And then it's up to them whether they're going to take the extra trouble or not. And they can say that nicely. Won't they understand?
Sorry?
Will they understand?
Yes, I think so. When I talk with my husband, yes, I think so.
And it happens very often in, especially I know in Indian households where some members of the family are non-veg, as they still call it in India. At least they have that much respect that they don't call it meat eating, but they call it non-veg as opposed to veg. And because they know that veg is the standard, and that's why it's non-veg. And so that there'll be some members in the household who will just be vegetarian, and they'll cook food, and the other members who want some non-veg, then they can cook it themselves, and they cook it themselves.
Yes.
And then, in more strict families, they will have a different pots. In other words, the people who cook, the vegetarians, they will not cook food in pots that will cook meat. So they have separate pots.
Yes.
You have that?
Yes.
And then, more strict, is they have separate kitchens. That's even... Some people have a different kitchen. And, of course, they're well-off people. And they have a separate kitchen so that, you know, even the smell or anything. And they have separate refrigerator and everything is... And then the most strict is... Not in this house. You want to eat meat? Outside.
Okay.
In this house. This is my house. I'm in charge of this house. Only vegetarian things get consumed here. It's like, I don't know, they want to smoke drugs. You let them smoke drugs at home?
No.
So, same thing. If you want to eat meat, that's fine. Go to the restaurant and eat there, or go to someone else's house. So, but that's different standards. Different people have different standards on the basis of what they're capable of doing or they can do, and how the other members also can resonate with that and relate to that. So. And how much how clear the household structure is, the housewife structure, that it's the housewife who determines what happens in the house.
Yes.
So like I know some housewives say, okay, this is, I'm in charge of the house. It doesn't matter, it's very submissive to the husband, but in this house, there's no meat, there's no alcohol, and there's no cigarettes. So it's like this.
He's very authoritarian. He's do only what he wants. It's not very easy to tell him to do something.
Yeah, so that you have to take into consideration. That's why I gave a whole variety of alternatives, and then people have to see which of those is the practical one, which is the one that really works. And if one doesn't work, then you do the other. If that doesn't work, you do the other. Krishna says every endeavor is covered by some kind of fault. You can't get a perfect situation in this world. So therefore you try for the next best thing. Okay, then what can we do? What else? Something else?
Presence. And I practice to write letters, little letters for him. And every time I receive answers. Any difficulties, difficulties, spiritual and also not spiritual. It's seems very strange, but it really works.
Yes. So if we have Prabhupada's transcendental personalities are eternally present, and they reciprocate with their followers. So when you have that desire to connect with Srila Prabhupada, then Prabhupada will certainly reciprocate. And we should do that, because our primary duty as devotees of Krishna Consciousness Movement is to know what Prabhupada wants from us, and to know what was Srila Prabhupada's desire. Prabhupada's instructions through his books. We should know what Prabhupada's mission is. We should be aware of Prabhupada's view and vision on things. Of course, different people sometimes have different views, but still we should familiarize ourselves with Prabhupada's views. And then, of course, we need to see, well, how can I be a perfect follower of Srila Prabhupada? Because our Krishna conscious legacy is to continue on what Prabhupada has given us. And that's how our Krishna consciousness will be successful, and that's how that's how our Krishna consciousness movement will also be successful. So it's very important that you cultivate that relationship. And yes, when we appeal to Srila Prabhupada, then Prabhupada will certainly reciprocate with us. That's the nature of transcendental personalities, and particularly Prabhupada lives in his instructions.